We're continuing the Chaya Adam's introduction. The Chaya Adam had quoted from a response of the Bach that anyone who tries to paskin from the Shulchan Aruch is going to get it all wrong, because the Shulchan Aruch's intent was that you learn the sources of each halacha, and you learn the tour in the Beis Yosef, and then you could know halacha. V'lazot b'mei Eliyahu Rabba, and that's why in the days of the great work Eliyahu Rabba, which was a contemporary of the Magen Avraham, asah chiburo al halevush. So the Eliyahu Rabba wrote his work on the work of the levush. The levush was Rav Mordechai Yaffe, a disciple of the Rama, and the levush wrote his work on all four sections of Shulchan Aruch. And the Levush says that his goal in his work is to summarize everything that preceded him, so that when you want to learn halacha, you could open the Levush, and you'll know everything you need to know. From the Tur down to the Shulchan Aruch, you'll get everything covered. Now the Levush is a very clear and fascinating book, but his goal was that his book would be the Shulchan Aruch. That's what you'd learn. So he says, a chiddush here, the Chayei Adam. He says, "Shebi'amav kavu limudam b'sefer alevush." In the days of the Eliyahu Rabba, people actually learned halacha from the levush. His dream came true. He had a century where it actually worked. Shum ve'otam shel kol din v'din, because the levush is beautiful. He explains the reason behind every din, and he's a huge Talmud Chacham. So the Eliyahu Rabba comes along and gives you more background and expands the halachos in the levush. And the Taz and the Magen Avraham did the same thing. They wrote their commentaries on the Shulchan Aruch, so that the Shulchan Aruch won't be like a book that's been sealed. And in their works, the Taz and Magen Avraham added many new halachos that had been discovered, that had been paskined till their day, and new questions that arose.
Is the Chayyadam claiming that the Shulchan, that he wanted to write, when he, his intention was that people would read everything, including the Shulchan Aruch? Is my understanding that he wrote it so that people would have like a source they can just go to only read the Shulchan
Aruch? No. No one says that. I don't think there's anyone that says that. Shulchan Aruch himself doesn't say that. Shulchan Aruch himself, in his introduction, which for some reason was printed, I think, in the beginning of Choshen Mishpat in most editions. I don't know why. They bumped it off from the beginning. He writes that his goal was, after you learned the Torah and Beis Yosef, you could review in the Shulchan Aruch. But not as a source of learning, no? So the Taz and the Magen Avraham wrote their commentaries so that people could figure things out from the Shulchan Aruch. V'chol zeham aspik l'doram, but that was good enough in their generation. Shehayu oskim tamid b'Torah, because they were always learning. Imechamat godel chasidutam, be it because they were so pious. V'imechamat shapanasa lo haya kashe kol kach kmo bizmanenu, or because, you know, the economic times were better back then. See, people always say the economy was better back then. Val kulam. No,
I think the economy was better back when I was listening.
Okay. Val kulam shistapku et atzman belech muman kidei elmod Torah. And the real reason, he says, at the end of the day, was because they were willing to make do with less. People were willing to live on bread and water in order to learn Torah. They weren't looking for all kinds of fancy drinks and foods and everything else, right? That's why they were able to learn things. If you're busy getting yourself funding all kinds of highfalutin things, they don't have time to learn. Just take a look at what the Tur himself writes in Hilchos Shabbos Vezel Shono. He says the following: if I'm going to write the laws of Shabbos, it's going to be a lot of work. And anyways, everyone knows what are the 39 prohibited melachos and the toldos. What do I have to write so much? So he says, I'll just write, you know, the here and there, some new halachos, things that you really need. But the Torah says, well, I don't have to write. Everyone knows the lametes melachos and the toldos. So you see, in his generation, he felt like, what do I have to write this for? Over such a thing, all hearts have to weep. Look at how things have changed in our days. You can barely find one in a thousand who will know the details of the lamites milochos and the toldos, what's prohibited biblically, what's prohibited rabbinically. Go find someone who knows it. Go find someone who knows the laws of brachos the way he should. Even the laws of davening, which you think it's so simple, you do it every day. Right? Go find someone who really knows the halachas of tefillah. And even more so when you come to more intricate halachos, the laws of setting up an Eruv, the laws of tchumin, how far you can walk on Shabbos, shechad melev shilmod otam. So you find someone who learned that, that's one in a thousand. And if you discuss that, go one step further. Well, the halachos of Yoredeya, you barely find anyone who learns it. Even though it's incumbent, it's mitzvahs that pertain to everyone's body, you need to know it. You need to know how you salt your meat. Undarim, you need to know laws of vows. Ribit, you need to know the laws of taking interest. Avodah Zarah, you need to know what wigs you can buy. Yain Nesech, you need to know which wine is problematic. You open the bottles of wine, and where do you have to worry about improper libation? Where not? Nida, everyone has to know the laws of family purity. Meonin, everyone needs to know the laws of a person who's lost a relative. Lo Yilbash, the prohibitions of wearing woman's clothing, a woman wearing man's clothing. You need to know that. You want to borrow your wife's slipper, her robe, her coat, permit it or not. These things come up. You need to know them. So these are halachas everyone needs to know. Shatnez. Even more so, everyone needs to know how to treat his fellow man. What do I owe him? Why don't I owe him? If he leaves his pen lying around, can I write with it? Can't I write with him? Can I open a window next to my neighbor's yard? Is it harming him because I could peek inside? Isur yichud, the prohibition of being alone with a woman where something might happen. So the details of these laws are scattered in Chosh Mishpat Evanezer. What do people do? They say, it's what I saw my father do. It's what I do. But they don't really learn these halachos. And so, they fulfilled the verse that says, the fear of God was just like a habit. So, all the Torah became habit. No one's learning anything. Look at our generation, says the Chai Adam. And we'll pick up here. Zvat Hashem next time, Tuesday night.